Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Have you ever been in a place where you feel completely and utterly alone, Betty?
Yes.
Or Gavin? Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where?
Well, in more serious times, like when I was going through a depression.
Sure.
Stuff.
Understandable.
Like, things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a comical twist to follow up to Betty's very personal?
Afro circus.
No, I feel alone in here a lot of times.
Oh, good.
Because you're like the oldest and one? Or?
Really? Both of you like jumping in here?
Well, you're giving too much space. Just say what you got to say.
I know. I feel alone sometimes in this room because I was thinking about this last night. My likes are so different from everybody else's likes around me here. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares about the things I care about.
Well, I would disagree with that because when it comes to your wood making things, you've got Chad who loves it.
Right. And but I mean like in here.
Oh, in here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, well. Just
how is this my fault?
You surrounded yourself with people that don't
care.
Well, we're just in different life stages.
Exactly.
What do you expect?
Well, no, I know.
The same could be said for some of the things that we like that you don't like.
I always take an interest in your lives.
Yeah.
You can never remember what we're doing over the weekend, and your wife has to ask, and you're like, I don't know. I didn't know.
You need to do better stuff.
Ouch. Okay, so what do you feel alone in today?
I feel alone in that, like, when I do something or I, like, because my hobbies, aren't the same as anybody, and no one gives a rip about them, and, like, the time it takes to do something.
Okay,
and, like, where I can share that with other people.
Wait a minute. Let me say something else, because you always want to play the victim card, okay?
Oh, I do. Okay.
Yes, and so here's the thing.
Yeah.
You have said you like to keep your friend group small.
Yes.
Okay? Well, this is what comes with keeping a friend group small.
Yeah.
If you surround yourself with people that don't have the similar likes that you do, well, then this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Got to branch out.
We don't not ask questions about the things you do.
Well, I don't ask questions because
Betty
I don't
doesn't.
Care.
Betty, see, exactly. See, that's exactly my point.
Never mind. You're right.
Gavin at least will like, oh, hey, how's that project going? Oh, yeah, let me see a picture. Betty does.
I'll ask about his silly woodworking thing.
Right. Well, don't say silly.
Sorry. Your deck. And you throw out all these words. Right. I'm sitting here like, whoa, 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 like it's Italian or something to me because I just don't work in that.
Yeah,
world.
No, I do appreciate Pastor Chad because Pastor Chad does.
Yes.
Not that I don't
so
appreciate
why are
you
guys. Complaining?
I appreciate him because he does understand like what it takes to do some of these things, and he can appreciate that. So I do appreciate that. But there's times when I'm like, and I just realize I'm like, wow, we are at really different stages of life.
Well, if we That's were too good. Similar, it would be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
it'd be
yeah.
boring.
Yeah,
well, it wouldn't
would
be boring. It would just be very hate-filled and
loud. Wow, you were on a roll today. Like you're like, yeah, if we were just like you, it'd be really angry. Okay,
it's her truth.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's my truth.
Oh my goodness gracious. That
Gavin, let's just agree with everything he says.
Officially, it's the last time I share anything on my soul in my heart.
I don't like that, Wally. Yeah. I don't like that.
I'd like
for you to share the things that you like.
No, I don't want to share everything.
Be vulnerable.
Never doing that again.
Like Betty was when she explained how alone she was, and then you followed that up with.
Yeah. Remember how I was there for you? Remember that? Do you remember that at all?
That was
Rock?
A good time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great time. Oh, goodness. There's a new study that says the average person gives up trying to be trendy at the age of 35. Now, Rock, you were at 37. Do you find this accurate that you care less about that? Because work is a different thing. Like work,
you
come in here, you do your makeup at work, and you got a trucker hat on, and you always look cute.
Thank you.
Like here, you don't have to, like, it's not like you're trying to be trendy or be the office girl that's the cute office girl.
Well,
you know?
I think what it is once you pass the age of 35, you start seeing how ridiculous or stupid some of the trends are that the younger generation has.
Right.
Like this one about them dressing like their grandparents. It's a little weird.
Mm.
Or now the baggy wide leg jeans are in.
Oh my gosh.
And to me, the women that I've seen in them, I'm like, that doesn't look flattering.
No.
It makes you look really wide.
Yeah, my wife loves the wide leg pant thing, and she's like, they're just so comfortable. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand it. And I don't like that look, you know?
Is wide leg different than bell bottom, though?
Yeah.
Because bell bottom, they're like
they
skinny until you get to the knee cap.
Yeah.
But then with wide leg, it's just wide from the hips down.
Gotcha.
I made the mistake the other day. We were out and she said something about or like her outfit or whatever. And normally, like if I like something, I tell her. If I don't like something, I usually don't say something. You know, I don't say anything because I don't want her to like go change because she feels like, oh, I have to wear things that you like. Like if mm-hmm. I'm like, and I've told her a billion times, if you like something, man, if it makes you feel good, wear it. I don't care. But she said something about her outfit, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a choice that you went with today. Like,
has she said that to you before?
Nah, I'm trying to think. I mean, she'll tell me things that I have that she doesn't care for, but she buys a lot of my stuff, so like she'd be saying she has bad taste, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just remember saying something like, yeah, that's what you went with today, you know? Yeah. And it was like, oh, that got cold for a minute. I'm like, well, you know, I don't like these pants. Like, so don't ask me about them. You know, like my answer is never going to change. My answer is never like one day I'm going to go, hey, you know what? Those giant wide leg pants, they're amazing. Like I'm a skinny jean person. I like skinny yeah. jeans. And so I think she keeps thinking I'm going to change my mind and I'm not, but that is the benefit of being married for a lot of years is that you can actually have more honest conversations. Mm-hmm. Like when we were first married, I never would in a million years would have told her what I thought mm-hmm. on like certain mm-hmm. clothing choices and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. the older you get, you're like, eh. she'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. It's fine. Everything's great. And so anyway, so you don't feel the pressure. Do you feel the pressure to be trendy anywhere else? Because work is a different thing. I get that. But like you're going to church or whatever. Like, do you like?
Or you do hang out with a decent amount of people that are closer yeah. to my age,
yes.
right?
Yeah. I would say at church, I feel a little bit more pressure to be like, don't look like your age. You need to look a little younger.
A little younger.
but I would say that's about it. At yeah. home, I have shark shoes yep. that I
yeah.
wear.
Flip-flops, that's awesome.
With a huggy, which oh, is pretty yeah. much an oversized sweatshirt with my hair up, glasses on, no makeup.
Yeah. The man
everything goes
that meets
at
you
home.
At church
it's gonna
and
have a rude
then
awakening.
Marries you is going to be like, what in the world?
And I'll be like, ha, 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 ha.
Hey, boy,
you.
Hey, yeah. Like, because, like, yeah, you, yeah. Like,
unless he loves shark shoes.
Yeah, and snuggies. Lady Rock, what do you got?
I have news for Gavin. It's about Harry Potter, and I know how big of a fan he is. And now Wally and I, this is something we agree on.
Yeah.
This is something that we both dislike together.
Yes, Gavin.
Ouch. Come on now.
So it turns out that I've seen the first Harry Potter movie and I was like, eh.
I've never seen one.
Well, you're not missing anything. I know that Gavin would disagree.
No,
but
I've learned that you can't pander to an audience that you know does not buy into your right. fantasy, your love of fantasy. Right. So I wouldn't sit here and tell you, this is a great movie. Why would you? I love it because I love fantasy. You right. guys, you yeah. love, you know, crime
reality,
and
yeah.
reality, which yeah. is silly.
So Harry Potter fans are actually causing a bit of...
Oh, we are?
Of a big deal.
You're late to the party,
so
Gavin.
Am I a Harry Potter fan?
There's an elf called Dobby in
yep.
in one of the films.
Yep.
And
two.
He... Spoiler alert, he passes
yeah.
in one of the movies. Okay.
Sad.
So in the movie, they lay him to rest at a gravesite. Mm-hmm. And I guess they filmed it in Pembrokeshire, Wales.
Cool.
So Harry Potter fans are actually going to this location. And there is a cross there along with some rocks
okay.
for this fictional character.
Okay, now I'm not going to totally make fun of this. Like, if you go to a place that you saw in a movie that you like, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Like, when I would go to New York, the first time I went to New York, I went to all these places of TV shows I watched where they shot different things. Mm-hmm. Project Runway. Okay, we went to Mood. Thank you, Mood.
You went to the place where they filmed Downton Abbey, didn't you?
Yes.
In the past?
That was a surprise. I didn't know that we were on a tour in England, and it was like, oh, and they shoot a lot of the externals,
yeah,
the exteriors.
That's pretty
cool. Like, oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't make fun of that. Like, I think that's good.
And if you're
cool.
still a little confused on who I'm referring to, this is Dobby.
You shall not harm Harry Potter.
He has this terrible squeaky voice. And they did a good job with it in the movie per the book. But he's, yeah, if you weren't this big Harry Potter fan, I feel like that character would get very annoying.
How did he die?
You want to know?
Yeah, I'm never going to watch it.
No. I know. Well, so as he is trying to teleport himself from one location to another, there is a villainous character who throws a knife and his direction, and you were watching the movie, and the way that they teleport, he kind of zaps into another location, and you're like, oh, great, he got away from the knife, but you see the knife slow motion, and they're escaping.
As he teleports.
And as they escape, everyone gets onto this beach, and they're like, oh, good, we're safe. And then you look over, and you see Dobby, like, oh, holding his stomach.
Oh, you got him right before he teleported?
Oh, it is sad.
Poor
so
Dobby.
Good.
For fans of the...
So good.
You shall not harm Harry Potter.
But you can kill Dobby.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Well, it turns out that in Harry Potter lore, an elf, such as Dobby, cannot be freed from servitude if he is given an article of clothing.
From his, like... owner, per se.
Okay, so did Harry Potter give him a sock?
No, so
is that the story?
In the second movie, he is quote-unquote owned by a kind of like, in essence, like a wizard first, like a wizard racist that hates, you know, people
Harry
who aren't magic. And so that person would have to give him an article of clothing. Well, Harry Potter actually slips a sock into a book, hands it back to that guy, and then that guy hands that book to Dobby, and
so
then Dobby
opens
it up.
Given to him.
Yeah, Harry Potter tricked him into,
and he's free
found
now.
Found a loophole.
Yes.
Nice. So he can technically give him his tidy whities, and he would be freed.
Technically, yes.
That'd be weird,
creepy.
Yeah, super weird.
Well, anyways, so that being the lore, real life Harry Potter fans are actually going to the location of the gravesite of the fake Dobby, and they are leaving socks on the gravesite. Okay.
That's
now,
not necessary.
This is becoming an environmental problem.
Of course it is.
So the local officials debated shutting down the fake gravesite, but they are going to leave it up, thank goodness, but only on one condition. Visitors only take photos. They do not leave a sock.
Okay.
Because it is near a beach, I believe.
Yes.
And so if you've got sea creatures and seagulls,
socks are
picking up socks,
stuck in
it's like
fish's
the new
mouths.
Just give them to the homeless people. Like, that's like the number one thing homeless people want is socks. And I guess they'd probably be mismatched. Everyone's just bringing one sock. But I mean, at least it's cold in Wales. Like, you use them for something, collect them all up and take them to the homeless mission.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a good pivot.
That is a strong, good thing. I like that, Wally.
Thank you.
I don't want you to feel alone in your great idea.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, don't be pandering or patronizing. Okay. So.
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
They should.
That. Yeah. I knew it was a great idea.
He's like, I didn't need your validation.
No, I didn't. That's one of my favorite lines from an early Batman movie. It's the one with Jack Nicholson playing Batman, and Jerry Hall, I think, was the love interest in that for the Joker. And he's getting ready, and she comes up, and she goes, you look amazing today. And he just looks at her like it through the mirror, and he goes, I didn't ask. I'm like, yeah, I love that confidence. Lady Rock, you have offered us on birthdays for a while now.
But
did you break the streak?
Did they come
through?
There
is one today.
Yay!
Good.
And it's Elizabeth. She's turning 24 today. Nice. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. She said, I feel like this year is going to be a good year. Existing year.
Okay.
Good, very
say, we
good.
Don't have a ton of time
left.
Yeah,
you don't have much time left.
Yeah.
But her question is, did you have a year you just felt, in quotation marks, like big changes were going to happen?
Oh, that's interesting. Like sometimes you're like really hopeful about a year, you know, in January, like this is going to be the best year ever. Mm-hmm. And then February rolls around, you're like, this is horrible.
I know you've said before in the past, Wally, like you don't believe in the whole speak it into it.
I don't. Yeah.
And I agree. But there's still that side of me that says, I don't want to jinx myself because I've seen it happen before where you're like, oh, no problems with the phones today. And then all of a sudden it's like the phones just go.
Right, right.
So I just don't want to speak it into existence. So I guess what I'm saying is if I do feel like I've never really thought about it, but if I felt like a certain year was going to be a good year for me, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just jinxing myself.
Yeah. I tend to be more pessimistic, you know, and so I've definitely felt, oh, this is going to be a bad year, you know, like that.
So never a good year, just a bad year.
Every year.
Okay.
I start off January like, it's going to be a rough one. Buckle up, buttercup. Here we go. I know. I've had like more like months, like oh, this is going to be a good month. Like you look at your like things that are laid out, and you've got like trips that you're looking forward to, or you know, work things that you're excited about and stuff like that. So on a smaller scale,
it's easier to lay out that kind of stuff though. Like 12 months is a long time for the things that you think maybe could happen to go awry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to November because I'm going to go and spend Thanksgiving with our daughter in Florida, and so that'll be fun. Unfortunately, we have to move her, which that's not fun.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
And then it was funny because we're like, okay, yeah, so we're going to go to Florida this time, and we're not going to do Disney. We're just going to do Florida, you know, and we'll find other things to do. And I'm looking for some fun water sports things, even though it's going to be cold. And then my daughter sends me a picture of a ticket yesterday. And we're going to Disney, apparently.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but they're free. They're her tickets.
Oh, because
she gets them for free, and she has blackout dates, so she didn't think she was going to have tickets or the dates weren't going to work. And mm-hmm. so it's like, absolutely. And so, yeah, so I'm looking forward to, like, when it's free and I can go there and then I don't feel bad about, hey, this was fun for 4 hours. Let's peace out. You know,
right.
Like I'll go home.
Yeah.
Or not go home, but go back to the hotel or something. So, yeah. So I'm actually looking forward to that. It'll be fun.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. One more thing that she wanted to mention, Elizabeth wanted to mention. She said, do you know that the McRib is having its farewell tour?
Someone else
told
me about
that.
Yeah, they're doing it this year, and then next year it's not coming back.
Did they run out of McRibs?
They ran out of yoga mats to make them with. And so, I've already had my first McRib this season.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
Amazing. It was the perfect. They had too many pickles on it, but that's okay. I took a couple off. It was the perfect amount of sauce. It got my hands just messy enough, but not too messy. It was, now I want one. Like, and I already had a McGriddle this morning. McDonald's is going to get their share out of me today.
Tried it, and to me, it's just...
you guys didn't get it. It was lost on you.
Well, we did a Facebook Live, a year ago about the various uses you could use it for.
Yeah.
I feel like that shouldn't be a thing you can do with food.
No, should not
so.
Be. But it's so good. I don't know.
When
I'm
does
sad.
It stop?
I guess it'll run through November sometime, or December, and then it goes away. And so I guess now it's going to go away forever.
Are you going to stockpile?
I might have to.
Buy a few?
Yeah, and put them in the freezer.
Ew.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They came from a freezer. You're just returning them to whence they came.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Like ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Rubber to rubber.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, with that, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. And you know the drill.